I'd ask the volunteers that I talked to before Mass to please come and help with the homily. You can put your hands down. We pre-selected today, so you can put your hands down. If your teacher asks you to come up to help with the homily, then you can make your way up here. I thought we would do today, as you're coming up, is I thought we would do a little bit of a science experiment. Does anybody like science? Raise your hand real high if you like science. Ooh, science teachers take note? I like how the middle school, not a single one of them had their hands up. Do you guys see that? Oh, there's a couple. There's like two or three that have their hands up. All right, so let's do a little science experiment today. Okay, we can set this down right here. Okay, so God created us, right? God made us. Okay, so we'll say that this container represents our body, right? Because God made us. Would you say yes? Would you agree? Yes, God made us. God created us. Okay, and then inside of our body, God placed what? He breathed what into us? Do you guys know? What was that? Yes. He breathed air into us. Okay, close. Close. He breathed air into us. What did he remember at the very beginning of creation where God... Okay, I see some hands up. God created us. What did he put inside of us? What did he...
Life.
He gave us life. Okay, so the life that God breathed inside of us, what would we say that is? What's that inside of us? What is that? Yes, the life, it's the... What is it? What is it? What lives on in us after we go home to heaven? What is it? What is that called? The soul, right? So God gave us a soul. And what does our soul look like? Well, we're not really sure. We can't really see it. But here, why don't you pour this in the container? Because this is like God breathing his spirit into us. It's like God breathing life into us. So pour that in there. That's our soul, right? So what do you think our soul looks like when it's given to us by God? Well, what's it going to be like if it's water? Yes? Is it going to be hard to see through? Is it going to be difficult to see? Yes, ma'am.
Pure?
It's going to be pure, right? It's going to be clear, right? And is that what our bodies and our souls, is that what we look like? Ooh. Ooh, can you see that? You see how clear and crystal sharp it is? You see that? So what that means is that when people look at us, they see through us and they see God and his work and his love in our lives, right? But what do? We learn in the first reading today in Romans, we learn something about what all of us have in common. There's something that we all do that we have in common. Does anybody remember what that said in Romans? Yes. We all sin. Would you say, yeah, that's right? Or somebody going to say, hey, no, Father, that's not true. I am never, ever sinned. No, we all have, haven't we? We've all made bad choices. We've all done things that haven't quite been what God has wanted out of us. So when we sin, what do we do to our soul? Can I get another volunteer? Oh, no, not you guys. You should put your hands down. You guys can put your hands down. The guy's up here, right? So why don't you reach in the back? What else? What happens to our souls? What's that?
Green.
Oh, okay, that's what's inside of it. But what does it say on the bottle?
Greed.
Do you know what greed is?
Greediness.
Yeah, okay, so what does that mean? You want to help? You can ask your friends here.
Selfish.
What's it? You're selfish, right? You think about yourself. You're like, I want money. See, that's why it's green. See? You guys get that? See what I did there? Okay, so what do we do when we are greedy? What happens to our soul? What do? We put that inside of ourselves. Ooh. Ooh. Okay, so what's happening to the water? It's green water. Now, is that the only sin that we commit? No. You want to put that bottle back in the bag and somebody else want to pull one out? Go ahead. Come on. Come on, you guys. What else do we do? And what's that?
Judgmental.
And what does that mean?
It means constantly judging people.
Okay, judgmental means judging people. Like, I can't believe they're wearing that. And I can't believe that they just said that. And I would never do that, right? So what happens if we're judgmental? We put it in our soul, right? Okay, go ahead and pour it in. So remember how clear the water was. Remember? Remember how nice and clear it was? And now it's kind of, it's not green anymore.
Turquoise.
It's like turquoise color. It's turquoise color. But can we see through it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can still see through it a little bit, but are we done yet? No, I'm sorry. We commit other sins. Okay, who else hasn't pulled out of the bag that's up here? Yes, yes, sir. What else do we do? What other sins do we commit? Ooh. Ooh, what is it?
Anger.
Anger. What's anger?
When you get mad.
When you get mad about what?
Something.
Something. Usually not very good stuff. Like maybe, and I don't know, maybe somebody else felt this way. Like on Sunday, you're watching a game, and you're like, we threw another interception for a touchdown. We're a Super Bowl team, and we're 2-4. Or maybe we get angry because our little brother or little sister took something that wasn't ours. So we put that inside of our soul, and now what do we have? Ooh, gross. It's like nasty now. And are we done?
No.
No, we're not done. We're not done. We have other sins. Anybody else want to pull one out of the bag? What other sins do we commit? Yes, ma'am. What else do we do? Huh. Ooh. What is that?
Purple.
What sin is it?
Purple.
What sin? What sin is this? What?
Purple.
No, what sin? What does it say? What does that say? It says pride. Do you know what pride is? You don't know? You want to help? You want to ask for help? Does anybody else know? What's pride? Well, what's pride? What's... Yes, ma'am. What's pride?
Pride is when you're only thinking of yourself.
Okay, pride is when you're only thinking of yourself and you think you're better than everybody else. When you walk around like this, you're like, I'm the best person ever. Because I'm so smart and I'm so cool and I'm so awesome and nobody else is as cool as me. Right? Sometimes we do that. Sometimes we do that. And we do that in our lives. What happens to our soul? Go ahead. What happens? Whew, that's really nasty now. Ooh. Ooh. Okay, guys. Guys, this is what our souls look like when we sin. This is what our souls look like when we do things that we shouldn't do, when we think that we're better than others, when we think only about ourselves. So what do we have to do when our sin, when our soul looks that dark? We say, oh, I know, I have a remedy for that. I know what I'm going to do. I am going to do something different. Okay, somebody else want to, one of you guys? So what's this? Yes. What's that?
Doing good deeds.
You're like, okay, I thought all about myself. I've been greedy and selfish, so I'm going to do good deeds. What happens? Just a little bit. Just okay, right there. Okay, what did that do anything?
No.
No. Okay, how about, okay, but I'm going to be really, really, really nice and just a little bit more. Okay, stop. Oh, how about now?
No.
See, doing good deeds is a good thing, but it doesn't change our soul, right? So we need something else. We need something else. And I'm going to ask all you guys that are up here, if you could put your bottles back in this bag, and then if you can go have a seat, because I want everybody to see what happens next. Okay, in the book of Romans today, we learn that we're all sinners. And we learn that we all make these mistakes and we make decisions that make our souls look like this. And so we're told in the book of Romans today that we all have been given something very, very, very special. And what was that that St. Paul said to the Romans that's very, very special in our lives? What's that great gift that we have? What is it?
God's mercy.
God's mercy. His love. In the form of who? Who came into the world to save us from our sins? Jesus. Jesus came into our world to save us from our sin. Because Jesus looked at us and he saw, ooh, you guys are in bad shape. You kind of done some bad stuff. But you know what? I'm going to love you and I'm going to give you mercy and I'm going to give you forgiveness. So what we have in the life of Jesus is we have this wonderful gift. And it's called grace. And so what God does is he gives us his grace, right? You guys see this? This is God's grace. He says, I'm going to pour this into your heart. I'm going to pour this into your life. And so what God does is he says, look, guys, I love you so much. And you are so special to me. And you mean so much to me that I'm going to give you my very self. I'm going to give you love. And so God says, I'm going to abundantly pour. Is that abundantly? Did you see how much that was? No, that's not abundantly. Abundantly means what? It means a lot. God says, look, I love you. I care for you. I, I want you to know how special you are. And then what happens? It happens. God's mercy and love comes into our life and it changes us. And so that which was nasty and gross and miserable starts to do what? Starts to what? Right? So what's happening to that water? What's happening to the water? It's doing what? It's getting clear again. God says, I restore you to love. I restore you to myself. And he says, this gift that I gave you of your life, of your soul, it's restored to what it looked like before you put all that junk in there. So my friends, what gifts do we have that show us grace, that show us love, that God says, look, I love you so much and you mean so much to me. What kind of gifts does that mean when we are, yes, what grace does he give us?
He gives us to love.
Confession. That's exactly right. Jesus says, I forgive you, I absolve you, I cleanse you from your sins, and I return your soul to a pure state. Another great gift, a grace that God gives us is right here in just a few moments. We're going to receive what? We're going to celebrate what? Yes, ma'am. We're going to receive Jesus, his very body, blood, soul, and divinity that he gives to us. And he says, I give this to you for the forgiveness of your sins. And when we come before our Lord and we say, Lord, we are not worthy to receive you because we made some bad choices and we've made some bad decisions. Our Lord says, you know what? I forgive you. I love you, and only I can have the power to restore your soul to greatness, to purity, and to love. And so, my friends, that's why we gather before the Lord. That's why we come to him. Because he can do that for us. Because why? How does he feel about us? How does he feel about us? Yes, ma'am. What emotion would it describe? Yes, sir. Okay, happy.
Glad that we're alive.
He's glad that we're alive, but there's another word I'm looking for. Starts with an L.
Love?
You said that like a question. You're like, love?
Love?
He loves us. Jesus loves us. God loves us. He said, that's why I made you. That's why I created you. That's why I give you these gifts. Because I love you. If you guys ever doubt God's love in your life, open up your heart to prayer. Open up your heart to receive his mercy and love because he wants to change you. He wants to make your soul clean. He wants to purify you. And don't ever be afraid to ask for his help because he loves you. He loves you a lot. So as we continue today in giving thanks to God for the gifts he gives us, we thank him especially for the gift of love. For choosing to create each and every one of us, for choosing to love us, for choosing to forgive us. And we come before the Lord because we love him and we want to follow after him and we want to be more like him. May God continue to bless all of us in our journey as we seek to love. Let's all stand together as we bring our prayers and our petitions before our Heavenly Father.